some greetings and blessings. Thank you so much again for joining us on this segment. The next section of the prophet. The prophet is asked about buying and selling. It might be natural to question, what does this have to do with meditation? And so, what is meditation? But the still, the patterning of consciousness to create space, and that space finds stillness and the absence of tension. So as you consider the things you spend your money on, and even if you're not in a sales role per se, consider how you spend your time at work. Even the most mundane items that we can purchase touch so many hands in the course of the supply chain to reach us. How many lives have been impacted by that product? And so even those things that we might not otherwise give a second thought to, we can make a moment for meditation, just to pause and reflect and find gratitude in those things, the chain of events that brought you to now, and honor the hands that touched that item, the lives impacted by the exchange of goods and services, and especially how we spend our energy, resources, not just money, but time. Energy that we give out, the energy that we consume. So we talk about prana. It's our life force. There are five most common prana values or channels or ways that our body takes in, utilizes, and expends energy. And as we become more mindful, we're able to retain energy that's in alignment with our true nature. That the exchange becomes efficient and purposeful. And so with that, consider this segment on buying and selling. And a merchant asks, speak to us of buying and selling. And he answered and said, to you the earth yields her fruit. You shall not want if you but know how to fill your hands. It is in exchanging the gifts of the earth that you shall find abundance and be satisfied. Yet unless the exchange be in love and kindly justice, it will but lead some to greed and others to hunger. When in the marketplace, you toilers of the sea and fields and vineyards meet the weavers and the potters and the gatherers of spices. Invoke then the master spirit of the earth to come into your midst and sanctify the scales and the reckoning that weighs value against value. And suffer not the barren-handed to take part in your transactions. Who would sell their words for your labor? To such men you should say, come with us to the field, or go with our brothers to the sea and cast your net. For the land and the sea shall be bountiful to you even as to us. And if there come the singers and the dancers and the flute players, buy of their gifts also, for they too are gatherers of fruit and frankincense. And that which they bring, though fashioned of dreams, is raiment of food for your soul. And before you leave the marketplace, see that no one has gone his way with empty hands. For the master spirit of the earth shall not sleep peacefully upon the wind until the needs of the least of you are satisfied. Until the prophet infers effort to find balance between buying and selling and value and worth. Whatever you invest your time and energy in, it's okay to ensure that you're valued, that your investment is valued. Know your worth. If you don't expect anybody else to. We are incredibly blessed and honored by your presence. Although we don't focus on transactions as much, there is an unspoken exchange, even in our yoga classes. The instructor giving time to prepare, even to meditate before a class. And with all intents and purposes and faculties guiding the room with purpose and intention. And in exchange, the students come ready to receive, to be guided, to experience that moment of stillness where they know their value has been recognized. In this moment, you just sit, listen, know in your heart that you are more than enough. Where you spend your time, your energy, let it be a reflection of your best self. Surround yourselves with those who lend their value, their best selves. Or together, the tide rises. We're all lifted up just a little bit each moment that we can share together. Thank you so much. with all my love, with all my gratitude. Namaste.